Morning, Chairman. Stephen Mayne, I'm a proxy holder. I'm also a candidate for the board today, but we'll probably deal with that when that resolution comes along. I've got a couple of questions. I'm also a unit holder in Westfield Trust, and my wife is a unit holder in Westfield America Trust. I've got a question I'd like firstly the auditor to address as well as yourself. We touched on it last year. The net assets of the company stated in the balance sheet is $639 million. But the market capitalization of Westfield has been absolutely fabulous this year and has almost cracked $7 billion. So I'd contend that the audit statement is actually not right when it says that the accounts are free of material misstatement and are true and fair. I mean, clearly the accounts are no reflection of the value of the company, because we're not valuing our management contracts. So can I ask the auditor and yourself how you think that they are true and fair and free of material misstatement when net assets are only about 10% of the actual market value of the company?
Can you repeat the question, please? I don't understand it. Too complicated. Repeat it again, please.
Why aren't we valuing our management contracts each year so that our balance sheet more broadly reflects the market worth of the company?
Very simple, and I can answer. Why are we not valuing? We have had valued our shopping center management agreements how many years ago? And we have, at the time, written them down to zero with the approval of the ASIC. And we reflect those values as a note to the accounts. I don't know what else can I tell. I don't know whether it's a practice for the auditors to speak at annual meetings. I haven't been subject to that question before in my four-year experience. I asked the auditor whether the auditor wants to speak. Please. Can you get your firm in?
On now. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In addressing the question from the shareholder, in footnote 1 to the financial statements, it's a very clear statement that basis of accounting is the cost basis of accounting, and the financial statements for any company, including Westfield, never intended to be a representation of worth of the company. They are a fair presentation of the financial position on the basis of accounting. And the basis of accounting for Westfield is very clearly the cost basis of accounting. And the management rights are recorded exactly at that amount, their cost, which is zero to the company. So as the chairman pointed out, in the past the company had revalued management agreements, chose some years ago to reverse that and to revert to more conservative method of accounting, being the cost basis, and that's perfectly in accordance with accounting standards and in our view appropriate, and the opinion that we've expressed is on that basis of accounting.
Thanks very much.